On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Chaf Beis, Yuma 22a, pagination, page 43. We have the privilege of starting a new perek, dealing with the regular approach in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning the regular day, a non-Yom Kippur day. Barishona, originally, Kol Mi Sherotzeh Litrumos HaMizbeach Toreim, whoever wanted to take the tithe of ash from the Mizbeach in the morning, the first service, could do it. Uvizman Shei Merubim, if there were many people who wanted to do it, many Kohanim vying for the job, Rotzim Ve'olim Vakevesh, they would have a race going up the ramp, Kolakodem Eschavir Baba Amos Zacha, and whoever reached the top four Amos first would win and do the Avoda. V'mayushneim Shavim, if there was a tie, Hamemuna Omer Lohem Atzbiyu, the appointee would say, stick out your fingers, and they would make a circle, as Rashi explains, and each person would put out fingers, or fingers, and the Mamuna would come up with a number that exceeded generously the number of Kohanim that wanted to do the Avoda. And he would count starting from one of the Kohanim, he would go around, and when the number would be completed, that would be the winner. Umahin motzi and achas oshtayim, they would stick out one or two fingers, ve'imotzi and agudav amikdash, but they did not stick out a thumb. The fear was that if a Kohen realized that the number is being completed near him, he might stick out a thumb to make believe he's two different people, and the appointee wouldn't realize because a thumb can be separated from the rest of the fingers by quite a bit. Whereas if he just sticks out regular fingers, the Mamuna would be able to detect to make sure he's not putting out more fingers than he's entitled. It once happened that there were only two, and they did the race method. V'dachaf echad mehen es chaveru, and one of them pushed the other one. V'nafal v'nishbara raglo, and he fell and broke his leg. Kevin shero bezdin shabon li de sakana, they saw that it's becoming dangerous. His skinush lo yitomir es hamizbeach ele bepayis, they made a legislation, they ruled that from now on only through the raffle method, and that's what they did. The Gemara explains that this transition that we're watching over here, that originally Barishona in the beginning, Komisha Rotzalitrom, whoever wants to do it can do it, that was originally in place because they did not anticipate many Kohanim wanting to do this Avoda. It doesn't seem to be conventional Avoda because it's still done when it's dark. It requires that people wake up early. Ika ones shina, people tend to oversleep, perhaps. In any case, they originally did not anticipate great demand. Then they saw there was demand. They tried the race method, and as the Mishnah explains, they backed off of the race method when they realized it's too prone to a degree of conflict. So what was done is a raffle of sorts. The Gemara on Amud Beis, page 44, Chaf Beis Amud Beis, 22b, tells us that the reason they're counting their fingers and not the people themselves doing a head count on the fourth line, v'nimninhu lididhu, why don't you just count the people? You're not allowed to count people, afilu lidvar mitzvah, even for a mitzvah. And therefore, you were not allowed to do a head count. Nowadays, when we count towards a minyan, we use a pasuk, we don't actually count the people, we don't assign a number to a person in Klal Yisrael. So our minig is to use the pasuk Hoshia Samecho Varechas Nachlasecho Urim V'Nasem Ad HaOlam, which has 10 words, and you know that when you completed the pasuk, you know that you have enough people in the room to start, that you have a minyan. They say a cute joke of a certain town that used to always require 15 people towards their minyan, and the reason was because their gabai learnt the pasuk Hoshea Samecha as a song. Hoshea Esamecha Uvarech Esnachlosecha Ureim, 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 Ureim Venasem, Ureim Venasem Ad Ha'olam. So he ended up with 15. But in any case, that's one solution. Others suggest that you make the bracha, obviously without Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, which also has 10 words. Question is, what's the correlation? Hoshea Samecha, at least you're davening that Hashem should help his people. What's the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz? But there's actually a powerful correlation which we discuss in the preparations for Shabbos, that there's a minig that the woman of the house should purposely make challah, because she was ibdo chaloso shel olam, because she by feeding Adam from the Eitz Hadas, she did damage to the chaloso shel olam, the challah of the world. And that's the concept, that Hashem took a certain amount of dirt from the world, as if tithing the world, and from that dirt created Adam HaRishon, first man. And therefore, man has a correlation to the bracha of Amotzi Lechem in Haaretz, and the famous mitzvah that's done with lechem is challah, and therefore that bracha would seem to be appropriate. The Gemara continues over here and discusses different chata'im, sins, done first by Shaul and by David. The branch off over here is because David ends up counting Klal Yisrael as a mistake and causes a plague. So when we're on the topic of pious, of doing this raffle in the proper way, so we end up branching off to this topic of the sins of great leaders, in particular David, who made this mistake. Let's start from the widest lines on the second line, towards the end of a line. Omar Rav Huna said, in comparing David's sins to Shaul's sins, Kama lo choli v'lo margish gavra demore saye. A person who Hashem helps him, so he ends up on top, he it's okay, even if he makes a mistake, it all works out. Shaul ba'achas va'ol salo, Shaul made one mistake, and he was removed from monarchy. David bishtayim v'lo ol salo, David made two mistakes, and he still was able to be king, he and his descendants. Shaul ba'achas mahi, what's the one avera that Shaul did, ma'asa da'agag, that he did not kill Agag, the king of the Amalekim. And that removed him from monarchy. And the Mefarshim say, because it's a chet b'tafkido, it's a sin in his mission. His mission was to be king, and by not killing the king of Amalek, by listening to the people, so he was in violation of something that's the essence of his monarchy, to be a leader. And therefore he was removed from monarchy. David, however, is going to have averus, but they're not going to be so essential to his monarchy. And therefore when he makes the effort to do tshuva, he's going to be able to pull himself out of it. Skip to the next line, the second word on the line. David bishtayim mai ninhu. What are the two of David? D'Uriah, the story of Uriah, that he had Uriah killed by the story of Bathsheba, Uda Hasoto, and that he made the mistake to count Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara of Ikanami Maisa Bathsheba, David also had the mistake of Bathsheba. Hosom Iparumine, but that one he was punished for. Dechsev, Vesakiv sa Yeshalim Arbatoyim, David's psak, when he heard the analogy of story as described in the Navi, in Shmuel, so he said that if a man would take the poor man's sheep, he ought to pay four times. And therefore Yeled, the child of Bathsheba, died. Amnon, he had to deal with Amnon, Tamar, v'Avshalom. Asks the Gemara, Hosam Namayi Parumine. It seems that by counting, he was also punished. Dechsiv, Vayitin Hashem Dever, Hashem made a plague. And the Gemara answers, Hosam Lo'ofaru Migufei. But he wasn't punished personally, and therefore it's counted over here as two things that he did, and it did not remove him from monarchy, even though it wasn't a total and personal punishment, atonement. Hasam nami lo afaru mine. So the Gemara says, you told me that Bathsheba was considered a personal atonement. Not so clear. And the Gemara says, yes, because the punishment by Bathsheba was Shisha Chadoshim Nitztara David Upirshu Heimenu Sanhedrin. David had Saras for 6 months, and the Sanhedrin removed themselves from him, so that was a very personal punishment, even if the children punishment, the four, wasn't considered personal punishment, but the Tzaras is considered personal punishment, and therefore it wasn't counted as the two which he did, and yet did not remove him from monarchy. The Iyun Yaakov in Ein Yaakov comments that David's psak, when he heard from the Navi this story of taking the sheep from somebody else, and Bathsheba was the analogy that he took Bathsheba, so David Paskin ben Mavesu, he deserves to die, and he deserves to pay four times for the sheep. So Tzaras is comparable to death, and therefore David ended up with the punishment. He pays four times, and he ended up getting Tzaras, which is the fulfillment of his psak. Again, the message of the Gemara was the pious, the way of doing the lottery was through a number, but not by counting the people themselves. Yeshikoach, have a great day.